Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Richard Abraham is here. I'm glad he's here, too. He's a speaker, a writer, a consultant who works with many companies, large and small, all around the country, probably halfway around the world, and he helps them put their best foot forward, especially with regard to salesmanship and making sure that they understand why they're there, why their customers would do business with them to start with, why they would forsake a competitor to do business with them, or maybe not. And so he's going to talk to us about that right now. Rick, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here. I've got to tell you, my desk is not clean.
Don't you just hate it when they do that to you?
I mean, folks, you feel guilty?
Exactly. I don't make this up, folks. I just read them. It says, today is National Clean Off Your Desk Day. Well, we won't go there. When I look at my desk, it's organized chaos, I think, is the word.
Well, and when I consult with small businesses and I walk in and a guy's got a clean desk, that means he's not out there selling, and so I know I've got some work to do.
You're exactly right, and there's no question about that. I always felt that anybody who had a clean desk, who was, you know, had anything going on at all, was there was something wrong with that person.
There's an old saying, clean desk, sick mind.
That's exactly right. There's a mental defect there somewhere. Rick, I'm glad you're here, because what you have to talk about is very important, because one of the things that I try to talk about as much as I can here is that the key in the 21st century to me to be successful in selling, and it's been this way really for a long time, but never more important than now, and it's going to continue to be this important, and that's the ability to differentiate yourself from your competitors.
That's right. Because of technology and the way that the world has sped up on us now, and information flow, and because there's so much of it, the way that human beings kind of defend themselves against that is to basically dull their receptors, and everything comes through in a very fast blur. And so really the only way that you're going to have a decent chance of differentiating yourself from the hundreds of alternatives perhaps in your space and the thousands in general is to make yourself stand out somehow. And the way that I've chosen to concentrate on is by developing relationships and making emotional connections.
Well, your book is called Mr. Schmooze, and I like that term. But sometimes, schmoozing, sometimes people take that wrong, don't they?
Yeah, and schmoozing, when I chose the title for the book, I was obviously looking for something to get somebody to stop and look at it, because the underlying subtitle is The Art and Science of Selling Through Relationships.
Right.
And the character in this book is a good guy, and he's somebody who relentlessly goes through this book trying to figure out, when he runs into another person in any capacity, what he can do to raise that other person's spirits or do something to help the other person, whether it's in business or life. And that philosophy pays off for him handsomely in the long run.
You call that elevation, don't you?
Yeah, elevation is, Jim, is a little different in that what I say with elevation is that one of the ways that you can differentiate yourself as a businessman or a salesperson or with anybody is to take any kind of what might seem to be a routine situation and kick it up a couple of notches. So, for example, I know a guy who, and it's classic to call somebody on their birthday. I know somebody who will take the cake over to his client's office, round up everybody, and sing happy birthday. I know a small business owner, actually, in Minneapolis, who, when one of his rookie salesperson makes their first sale, instead of just having a little bit of a celebration at the office, actually sits down and writes that rookie's mother a letter. Mm. To make sure it's a family celebration. So, take a quick look at something that's going on. Think about what everybody else normally does. Do something a little bit different. That's elevation.
Well, now, so you're saying that we should stop thinking so much about ourselves and think about other people? I mean, are you serious?
Revolutionary, isn't it?
Well, the most important thing in my life is me. Why would I do that?
Well, it's just that the universe is set up in such a way, and of course it goes all the way back to something called the Golden Rule, that if you treat other people well, they tend to remember you. So I think as we do move through our day and we are taking care of ourselves, I mean, whether you do it because it's natural to you or you do it because it's the best way of doing business, there's just nothing like treating other people very, very well and better than anybody else treats them if you want to be treated the same way.
One of the things that I'd love to be able to do is to find something in the news or some whatever it might be that I run across that reminds me of somebody that I know. And to take that item or that clip out that quote or that article or whatever it might be, and for absolutely no reason at all, no event, no don't wait till it's their birthday, blah, 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 but send it to them right now.
Yes.
And there's something about that, especially if they're a customer or a client, there's something about that helps to build, to strengthen the bond between you, isn't there?
Absolutely. In fact, there's a...
Especially if you don't follow it up in 30 seconds and say, okay, now let me tell you about my new stuff.
Well, that's you said two very important things there. I did have a situation where I was with a CEO of a trucking company in the Chicago area trying to talk to him about my consulting work, but he wasn't listening, and so he was on a cell phone most of the time. I decided just to kind of shut up and listen, and he'd been robbed the night before. So, you know, I excused myself. I said, you're really not going to be concentrating on this, and I took off, but on the way back to the office, like the fellow in the book does relentlessly, I called my assistant. I said, look, find something out about dealing with insurance adjusters, because they can be a tough crowd. And she did, and so she forwarded the stuff over to the CEO. By the time I got back to the office, he was on the phone, and he said, look, if this is what you're going to teach my salespeople, count me in, because you cared, and you did something about it, and you listened.
Yeah. Well, and see, that's what you just described is the delivery part of Mr. Schmooze, isn't it?
Yes.
It's not just about schmoozing, which when some people first think about that, they think of the guy who's, you know, the glad hand, hell fellow well met, and maybe as they say in Texas, all hat and no cattle. But you've got schmoozing effectively. I think what you talk about in your book is not only getting their attention and getting them to pay attention to you, but also to be able to deliver on what you promise.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, the Dale Carnegie whole philosophy. I mean, he sold, 30 million books? Win friends and
still,
influence
still
people.
Selling.
Yeah, you can't beat that. But what I'm trying to say is rather than just say, you know, nice tie, I'm moving it to the next level with some action. You know, when the White Sox won the World Series recently, I sent tickets to everybody. I mean, I sent hats to everybody I know who love the White Sox.
Especially the Cub fans, right?
Well, I left them alone.
Yeah, they were still licking their wounds. Stand by, quick break. We'll be right back with Rick Abraham right after these messages. We're going to talk some more about differentiating yourself between you and your competitors. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. Use it to your benefit. It's free, including my free newsletter and including our blog, which is free, and all that stuff's free. The only thing you have to pay for are the books, which you can find there. My first book, Small Business is Like a Bunch of Bananas, and my new book, 3 Minutes to Success. And if you order that from my website, I'll send you an autographed copy. Rick Abraham is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the author of Mr. Schmooze, The Art and Science of Selling Through Relationships. Rick, tell us where your book's available and give us your website, please.
Well, thank you. The website is MrSchmooze.com. Schmooze is spelled S-H-M-O-O-Z-E. It's a little different. And the book can obviously be found there or at Amazon or in the bookstores.
And it's Richard Abraham, just like the man who wrote it on a rock. And
that's right.
And that's the guy. And so he's a distant relative there, I'm sure.
Yeah, we've traced it all the way back.
All the way back, yeah. Okay, Rick, this thing, well, I remember people who got the attention of my customers in ways that I couldn't do anything about. Mm-hmm. I remember years ago when I was working for IBM, I mean for Xerox, I was competing against a guy with IBM. This is many. This is actually decades ago. It's not years ago. It's decades ago. And this guy was beautiful. I mean, the women, ladies, I'm sorry, but the women that who did business with him, they just couldn't stand it. He was so. They used to say he was like he. They used to call him movie star handsome. You know,
kind of like you and me, Jim.
And you know me, not so much. and so I mean, you know, how do I compete against that? And so all I did was, I just kept my head down and I just kept trying to do a good job. Well, this guy got so excited about how beautiful he was and how the women, you know, fawned over him and everything. He got a lot of business at first.
Right.
But he didn't deliver.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't last long.
No.
And here I came, you know, the ugly duckling. I just kept on ticking, but I just kept doing my job.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got to have the critical mass, don't you?
Yes, you do. You have to have, you know, it's not a sprint. It is a marathon, using the cliche. And it's really about the emotional connections that you're able to make with other people and with your clients. And generally, the emotional connections are made if you're able to discover about the other person what's the most important things going on in their lives, or what are the things that are keeping them up at night. And the great salespeople that I know, and we've studied many, many of them, are absolute experts at making sure that they're listening and they're picking up whatever cues that are available to them to find out if the other person is happy or sad, if they are passionate about some sort of a hobby, if there's something going on in their life with their children, whatever it is, they find out, and then they get in there and they try to do something to make that situation as good as it can be.
If you walk in on a sales call and they know you're coming, you know you're going, you know why you're there, they know why you're there, and you sense that there's something wrong. You talked about the break-in or that one of your clients had. If you get some kind of a sense about this, even if you don't know this person, you should be able to sense what's going on, if they're distracted or whatever. You know, I think you need to be prepared to turn off the sales pitch and say, what's wrong?
Absolutely.
And talk about nothing but that. And if you leave the building having not talked about anything else but that, I think that's a good investment of time. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. That's all. That's the whole relationship building platform. In fact, when I get into my consultative situations and workshops, I talk a little bit about sales training that's aggressive and that goes in and says, you know, you must ask for the order and things like that. And I say, you know what, I don't agree with that at all. You've got to turn that whole thing around. You've got to figure out what you can give, not what you can take from the situation. And you have to give, and you have to give, and you have to give. And eventually what happens is that the other person will say, you know, what can I do for you? Now, that doesn't mean it goes on endlessly. You have to make a living and look for ways to get in there,
right,
and see if you can promote some business. But not too fast. Don't push it, because if you're aggressive, you're going to play right into the weakness of the situation. But the other person's naturally defensive, and it doesn't work.
Well, see, one of the reasons why I think this is important is because I think people are looking for people to trust.
Yes.
Because in the same world where we've got all these choices, that actually creates a lot of confusion and clutter. And if I have all these choices, but I feel comfortable that I still only want to make one decision. I only want to buy from one person, so let's say, this particular thing that I'm looking for. Then if I can find the person that I trust, that makes me feel happy that I have eliminated all these other options, and that I'm confident in my decision.
That's right. Trust and feelings. You know, if you scan the people in your life that are selling you ongoing services, including your doctor, your dentist, your insurance person, your banker, whomever, you may decide that if you look at them, gee, they've all got something in common. I like them. You know, that's sort of a nice thing. I happen to like being with them. They're sort of part of my kitchen cabinet or my extended family.
Kind of like the way you like being on this show, right, Rick?
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the neatest things I've ever done.
It's like a dream come true, isn't it, Rick? Give us the website again, Rick.
It's MrSchmooze.com.
Yeah, and I like it. The book is called Mr. Schmooze, The Art and Science of Selling Through Relationships. Is it available out there wherever books are sold, Rick?
Yes, it is, but I think that the MrSchmooze.com website and Amazon are probably the places now where you can find it most readily.
Can we get an autographed copy from your website?
You can call me for that.
All right, give us a number.
630-288-4759.
Thank you, Rick. See you next time. Quick break. Right back with our good buddy, Andre Carter. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.